It's music from Lionel Richie. It's called My Destiny. Wrapping up your 25 minutes of non-stop music right here on East Coast Radio. 27 minutes after 3 is the time. Welcome to it if you've just clicked on your radio. My name is Erin D and I'm looking after you until 6 o'clock today. So just bear with me. I just need to take a deep breath just to get my excitement levels down ever so slightly, because I am so thrilled to have a wonderful friend of mine, one of the most inspiring women I know, Carla Geyser, in studio with me. She is the founder of the Blue Sky Society. How are you doing, Carla?
I'm so well. Thank you so much for inviting me to come here today. Really appreciate it.
My absolute pleasure. It is so great to have you with me. So we're here to talk about a very, very exciting journey that is coming up. About two weeks to go.
D-Day tomorrow, 2 weeks.
Can we deal? It's the final countdown. Finally. So if you have been living under a rock and you've missed it, we have got an amazing group of women together that are going to be setting off on a six-week expedition called Rise of the Matriarch as part of one of the Blue Sky Society's initiatives. Carla, you are the expedition leader. Give us a little brief summary of the Rise of the Matriarch expedition. What's going to be happening along the way?
Okay, so this is my second all-female expedition. We're going to be heading out on the 16th of September from the Getaway Show in Johannesburg. Mm-hmm. So if anyone's up in Joburg, they must come say hello to us. Yes. Because we'll be there with our vehicles on display. 2016, I led my first expedition called the Elephant Ignite Expedition. Mm-hmm. We drove just under 16,000 kilometers over 100 days.
So a short drive.
Yeah, just a short little drive.
Just a quick one.
I actually ended up driving 22,000 kilometers because I had to come back. And the main aim for that expedition was focusing on the elephant poaching crisis, mm-hmm, that is happening in Africa at the moment. We went to see 37 different organizations along the way. We handed out 20,000 educational booklets to kids in rural communities. So this is like a follow-up from that expedition. It's called The Rise of the Matriarch, like you said. And we will be driving 9,000 kilometers through, mm-hmm, 4 countries. And it'll be about a 50-day expedition. And the main focus, or the 4 main pillars for this expedition, is to focus on the human-wildlife coexistence, or, mm-hmm, conflict awareness. So we'll be going to go and see different organizations along the way, just seeing the work that they're doing. Youth conservation education, handing out over 30,000 educational booklets again. Mm-hmm. Women empowerment, and then a fundraising element. We're raising funds for 4 different organizations. So each crew member pays their own way, mm-hmm, and then are trying to bring in a fundraising element as well.
That's absolutely amazing. Now, it is an all-women
crew,
and it's a woman-only crew.
Yes, it is.
Why have you chosen to keep it woman-only?
Erin, there have been so many amazing guys and couples that have, mm-hmm, gone into Africa, but a group of all females, it's just something powerful. There's, mm-hmm, this incredible movement around the world where women are just standing up for themselves. They're putting themselves out there. And I also wanted to showcase to ladies that obviously there's a lot of work that goes on behind, mm-hmm, the scenes in terms of logistics and organizing, but I also just wanted to show people that it's fine for them to go out there on their own. You don't have to just, if you're single or divorced or whatever it is, mm-hmm, or widowed, you don't have to just wait for somebody. If you get a group of friends together, obviously do your homework, mm-hmm, and you can actually go out there. Africa's, it's very safe. Well, obviously, you've got to be on your back foot,
yeah,
but it's accessible, basically.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, going back, you mentioned a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes. You were just showing me some photos of all the camping equipment,
yes,
that you've been packing.
Been doing that today.
Wow, amazing. But, you know, also with the fundraising element, it's all good and well wanting to go out there and be the change and put the work out there, but it does cost money.
Yes.
There is the fundraising element. Where else are you looking for support and backing?
So I'm still trying to find a sponsor, a corporate, to come on board as part of their corporate social responsibility. Mm-hmm. They can get all the fund tax 18A certificate points to help us print the educational booklets. We're wanting to do 30,000. And then just stuff like social media, it's such, mm-hmm, an important element, key,
absolutely,
element, but it all costs money.
For sure.
Fuel. Mm. I mean, we're getting another fuel rise, I think 20 cents or something, on Monday next week. Mm. I mean, it's going to cost us about, 20,000 rand per vehicle. We're taking 2 vehicles, as you know. Mm-hmm. There's my 1997 Dora TDI Land,
yeah,
Rover.
And she's been getting pimped out.
She
she's ready to rock and roll.
She has been completely pimped and prepped.
Awesome.
She has got the pinkest mags you've ever seen in your entire life.
So you can't miss her.
No, she's gonna attract a lot of attention, which is what we want, because it's very important for us to go out there as a group of females, but it's also important for the rest of the world that can't come with us, sadly, for them to follow our journey and for them to see the work that we're actually doing. And you'll see as we're driving along, people will come up. People are very interested in Africa. You'll stop somewhere on the side of the road. I mean, the spirit of Ubuntu is alive and well out there. They're very interested to see what you're doing. And then when they see it as a group of females, they're like, oh my goodness, you're so brave.
It's so
crazy
exciting.
Brave, whatever you call it.
Well, you know, we'll let you know in like 6 weeks' time what we've decided on that one. But we're going to talk some numbers when we come back. We're going to dive into some more music. And then obviously for those people that do want to get out there and make a difference but can't physically be on the expedition with you and the crew, we're going to talk about how you can involve, where you can donate, and how you can follow the journey. So it's all coming up in just a little bit. Don't touch that dial. Bruno Mars, it's called The Lazy Song right here on East Coast. 20 minutes away from 4 p.m. on your beautiful Saturday afternoon. And I'm joined by Carla Geyser in studio with me, founder of the Blue Sky Society. She is getting ready, along with myself,
yes,
to embark on an incredible all-women conservation expedition through 4 countries in Africa, if you missed the intro. So Carla, I think, you know, speaking for myself, anyone that really listens to the show knows me on a personal basis, knows that I'm an absolute animal lover, and these issues that we are going to be tackling out on expedition are issues that are very, very close to my heart and issues that I'm very passionate about. But when we take a step back and kind of really look at the numbers and the statistics about what is happening out in the wild, what are our poaching figures looking like at the moment? Do you have, even if it's a rough estimate?
Yeah, okay, so the on average, we're losing 2 game rangers a week.
Wow.
We're losing 3 rhino on average a day, 98 elephant. So it works out 1 every 20 minutes or so.
That is scary.
And with pangolin, they don't even know how many, because nobody knows how many pangolin we've got.
Yeah.
I mean, as we've spoken about this before, the pangolin will probably go extinct before people know what a pangolin is.
Absolutely.
And you know what, Erin? I just decided that I couldn't just sit around and do nothing about this. I mean, if these stats carry on, there's a chance that your children and their children will never, ever get to see animals in the wild. And I don't know, I just couldn't do nothing. That's why I decided on these all-female expeditions, because I needed to just try.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm nothing spectacular. I'm just a normal, in inverted commas, person. But my thing is that we live in a society where every single day you wake up, you've got challenges. If it's financial, if it's relationship or whatever it is. And we've in South Africa as well, we've got all different challenges, and people are so anxious and angry at the moment. And I'm just trying to showcase, or we're just trying to showcase, that there's so much out there worth fighting for.
Absolutely.
And we live in the most incredible, incredible, beautiful country. Africa is magnificent. Mm. I mean, she'll challenge you. She'll make you feel completely insignificant because she's so big, but she'll also make you feel alive like you've never felt before. And that's one of the main things that I'm trying to focus on. And we would love for your followers to follow our journey, because even though they can't come with us, you know, it's going to be an incredible journey. We're seeing some amazing people along the way. We're doing good. We're handing out the booklets. So it's worth
exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah.
A bit of a sobering thought to think about the fact that in the time it's taken us to do this interview, we've already lost an elephant
out there, it's crazy.
Kind of put it into perspective.
Yeah.
So for those people that maybe you've resonated with and you've inspired to get involved and back you, how can people get in touch with you and how can they donate?
Okay, so Blue Sky Society Trust is my organization. Mm-hmm. So we do humanitarian, environmental and conservation work. So we've got Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You can follow us at Blue Sky Society. I've also got my website, blueskysociety.org. We've got Zapper, if people want to donate via Zapper. We've got EFTs. I'm running the Indiegogo campaign at the moment. Mm-hmm. And I know, as I said just now, I know everybody's strapped for cash. And I know that everybody's, you know, with fuel going up, you know, things are tight at the moment. But we just need to remember that, I mean, this is part of our natural heritage. I mean, imagine the world without rhinos or elephant or lions. I mean, people come to Africa because of its beauty.
Yeah.
And if that's gone, then why would people bother to come here?
Well, that's exactly it. And it's the smallest amount that can make a difference 100%. As well. It can go from the smallest gesture of a 10 Rand donation up to a corporate sponsorship of 110,000 Rand. It all adds up at the end of the day.
It does.
One more thing I want to know. Do you have room still left on Expedition for any more crew members? Because I know KZN is filled with such passionate people.
Women, yes.
Yes, and I know there must be some ladies sitting out there right now listening to this going, oh my word, this is for me. Yeah. I need to get involved. Is there any more room?
Yes. So the first leg, we're leaving on the 16th of September. 13 days later, I think it's up until the 29th of September. Mm-hmm. So the first leg, we're heading into Zimbabwe. So I do have space on that one, the one that you're coming on. And then in the last leg as well, from Windhoek all the way back into South Africa. But as I say, I was chatting to a lady from America last night, and she just said to me, which is the best leg? And I just said, I can't tell you, because every single leg is a section, basically, for those that don't know. It's just, I mean, we're going to go and see some of the most amazing people. And some of the most, you'll get to go and see the most beautiful places. I mean, Mama Africa is magnificent.
Once in a lifetime experience. Yeah. Now, this is obviously not your first rodeo, if we can say that. No. So, you know, going through all these countries, there's a lot of traveling involved. And I'm sure you are at a loss of some luxuries. Yes. Do you want to maybe just tell me, like, three of the most important little travel hacks you've maybe learned along the way, or luxury that you really miss when you're out there?
Okay, top three. Ice.
Okay.
Ice out there is something that you learn to really, really appreciate.
Sure.
At the end of a day, when you've had a long, hard, like 8 hour, 7 hour drive, when you're sitting there watching the most magnificent sunset, having a little gin and tonic or a glass of wine or whatever, a glass of water.
You can't sit with
us. Yeah. Ice is quite special. And then, wet wipes.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of dust.
Okay.
In Africa.
Wet wipes.
The wet wipes becomes your best friend. And then the last, but probably one of the most important, is your road tripping music. So your playlist.
Yes. I cannot drive in a car unless I have mood appropriate music along the way with me. So I tell you what I'm going to do, because this has been something that I've been thinking about.
Yes.
And I think we were chatting off air that our vehicles are kitted out with USB ports.
Yes, they do.
So we're taking USBs with us. Even Dora, the oldest member of the crew, has got a USB port. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask you, if you're at home right now, wherever you may be, if you have got your favorite road tripping song, I want you to let us know what that song is. You can get in touch with us via the WhatsApp line 061-792-9495. Otherwise, you can just tag us in on maybe a link to your favorite song on social media, Blue Sky Society. And of course, you'll find me at Hello Erin D on Instagram. And you never know, maybe your song is going to be the one that just lifts the mood off the ground.
Yeah, I've got a top firm, some firm favorites. But
there we go.
Yeah.
I'm ready. We're going to put those on the playlist. Yeah. And you know, I'm very good at a game called Kill the DJ around a campfire. So if you're playing a bad song, Carla, I'm going to kick you out of there. Well, Carla, thank you so much for coming and joining us. I cannot wait to be part of this amazing journey with you. But if you, is there a website that we can also go on to view, what the expeditions are all about?
Yeah. So it's all under bluesskysociety.org. And and we'll be constantly updating, especially on social media. Mm-hmm. Wherever we possibly can, sometimes we don't have comms, so we'll be trying to, you know, just put little videos up and pictures of where we've been. And and one thing I appeal to your listeners is that there's nothing more powerful than a message from somebody from home, just giving you words of support, because it's not easy out there. It's an entire emotional roller coaster. We're seeing the bad, the good and the bad out there, and just little, you know, little messages of encouragement from your listeners, it goes a long way.
I can absolutely believe it. Well, we can't wait to watch the journey and see you guys do amazing things out there. As Carla mentioned, please do stay in touch with them on social media and follow the journey and the rise of the matriarch. Carla, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks, Erin.